This is a sky full of stars, a bathtub full of glitter. A Venom fanfic written by Tizfan and read by Rena Jenkins. The story is rated PG-13 and contains the relationship of Eddie Brock, Venom symbiote, and Wang, with additional tags for spa treatments, bathing, washing, bubble bath, fluff. Summary. Venom likes spa day. Sometimes the worst thing about having a symbiotic alien taking up residence inside Eddie's body was that Eddie needed sleep. Venom didn't. Eddie would wake up and discover that they'd been watching television and eating enough cheesy tots for the entire Little League football team. Sometimes he'd wake up in a different city, or at the bottom of the ocean. Venom got bored, and Eddie couldn't seem to keep them from taking the body on a joyride. Fortunately, Venom had promised that there would be no people eating while Eddie was asleep, and no sex. The last thing Eddie needed was to wake up to a paternity suit. When Eddie woke up in the bathtub, however, he was more than a little confused. Especially since it wasn't even his bathtub. Which was probably good, because Eddie wasn't sure he'd ever actually cleaned the bathtub in his apartment. The shower kept it clean, right? When he'd expressed that feeling to Anne, she'd just given him that look of hers. Where are we?
Anne's apartment.
Well, that would explain why he didn't recognize the bathroom. He'd only ever been over to Anne and Dan's place a few times, and none of them had involved peeing in her toilet. They were naked, chest deep in a huge round tub. Why is the water black?
Bath bomb. It is not what we thought it was. We were disappointed. But look!
Venom wrapped himself around Eddie's arm and held it up. Glitter. You used a glitter bath bomb. In Anne's tub. Anne was going to kill him. Kill him dead, break him into little pieces, sweep him up, and throw him out with the trash.
We are pretty.
You're always pretty, love, Eddie told him, standing up. He pulled the plug. The bathwater was only lukewarm, so either they'd been sitting in it for a while now, or Venom didn't realize that bathwater was supposed to be hot. Either way, it wasn't very comfortable.
Now we are more pretty. We are pretty like space, like the sky. We sparkle, Eddie. We like it.
Well, that's good, because we're going to be sparkly for a while, Eddie said.
What?
It's glitter, Eddie said. It sticks to everything. There's going to be glitter everywhere for a while. We'll find it under the sofa at Christmas and in our soup on Easter. The door to the bathroom opened, and Anne walked in, carrying a paper bag from a shop called Lush. Oh! Soaps and lotions and more bath bombs went everywhere. Anne! Eddie reached for her, almost slipped in the tub, and ended up with Venom sticking tendrils everywhere to keep him from breaking his face. He did end up naked, wet, covered in glitter, with his nose in Anne's cleavage. Oh, she said again, less startled. You're awake. I got you, got Venom, the stuff they asked for. You asked for bath crap? Sure. Anne said. I mean, Venom has a right to some positive body image too, right? I love the glitter, It looked great.
See? We're pretty.
Never said you were, my love, Eddie muttered. Anne scooped up a face mask off the floor. So, spa day? Eddie couldn't help the way his smile shivered into being. I could go for that, he said.
See, we're going to get her back,
Venom told him. The end.